learning so many things to Raghu. You need not go to me for take by force. I am giving presentation to you all these things in this way. Empty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kaya kane? Or chichi yana se nagi? Or kane? Chichi yana se kakan dukan din ka? Wakana se? Nimai? Speaking something about Lalita Prasad's good preacher. So he has published that.
Oh.
How far it is true, we don't know. Hare Krishna. The eye. Upanayan. Ontological eye. Not this eye of flesh and blood, but the ontological eye should be opened beyond the plane of exploitation and renunciation and calculative devotion and spontaneous devotion. To us one representing the whole. The sad chapter, beauty, sweetness. Sweetness is more comprehensive than beauty. Beauty relating to the eye. And sweetness, both the eye and the ear, and taste. More comprehensive is meaning, sweet. Beauty, eye beauty, ear beauty, touch beauty, that also may be said. Vasudeva has written about a girl, Lucy Gray or something. She lived in a village just situated on the banks of a river. And Vasudeva has written that the noise, the sound of the current of the river contributed in his growth of beautiful body. And many gentlemen have tried to interpret how it is possible. The sweet sound contributed for his beautiful fear. But one Bengali scholar was master of about 20 to 30 languages, Harinandi, big scholar in Bengal, Harinandi, master of 22 to 30 some. He did the interpretation, and that was very much impressed, that impressed me. He wrote that the ear beauty was transformed into eye beauty. Ear beauty was converted into eye beauty. So Google that the sweet jingling sound of the current of the river flow, that helped him to have a beautiful figure. So ear beauty was transformed into eye beauty. Eye beauty. And there is some usage in ancient Italy, that if any lady, any girl commits any offense for which capital punishment to be given, they will be ordered to dive in the water to kill them by diving into water. the tale behind it, that those that die suffocated within the water, the next bath they have a very good, beautiful figure. I heard from one of my professors, a professor in philosopher, Sanskrit professor, but he was well versed in philosophy. He told me that once I was very strong health with my followers, friends. I was swimming in the Ganges, and I anyhow was tired and going to die in the water. Can't get back. The current was strong. Other friends tried to save me, but I told them, you don't try. If you could, old son, think, then I could rescue you, but you have no power to do so. So let me off, die peacefully here. When he told about his experience. আগা কিছু তুলতে পারলে হতো, কিন্তু যা আমার কাছে ছিল তো
কত কত চাই বলুন,
তুলে তুলে অন্তত পাঁচ তুলতে পারলে হতো, দুই যা ওখান থেকে যদি চলেন
আমার কাছে
ওই জন্য অ্যাকাউন্ট আছে,
ওর জন্য বোধহয় কত আছে, চার আছে নাকি,
ওইরকম হবে হয়তো।
বলবো
দুই আনতে পারলে হতো, চাকরি দিতে হয় যা কিছু আনতে হতো। গান্ধের জেন্টলম্যান টোল, আই ওয়াজ ড্রাউনিং, ডাইং সোয়ান, দ্যার ইজ অ্যান এ পোয়েট্রি অফ টেনিসন, যে the top of death, to die by drowning is a very happy death. And the professor told of his own experience. When drowned, suffocated, a beautiful vision came in my mind. I could see. And I could just, as if the brain, what is contained in my brain, that is being exhibited there in my front. And some sound, sweet sound in the ear, and the beautiful scenery, and I thought it just as my brain reflected what is in my brain. And with that vision and that sweet sound in the ear, I was enchanted, and I was there. Suddenly I found that friends are enjoying my body. By the course of the current, I have cast in some high sandy place, and they could see, and they are taking me. But it was a happy experience, the gentleman told. No pain of death. And at the same time, whether he or from some other source, I came to know that the Italians punished the girl with drowning death. So that in the next life, out of that experience, they may have a beautiful feeling. That is it. Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari. So, today also you want to visit some place?
No.
No.
No, not
today. Tomorrow you have to visit your Gurudev's place, Mayapur. Huh?
Well, after Krishna Charan's dream, Krishna Charan, he had this dream. I'm just satisfied to be here. I don't feel the necessity to go anywhere.
Some appeal there to show some honor.
Yeah.
Gurudev also visited here, and before, after, first when he came from his preaching tour, he would have 3 weeks in that blue house.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, that place was not purchased, and no place, no plan. Mm-hmm. I gave the plan to Achyutananda, that is the place where should you construct your mutt between Damodar Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj. A vast land is there, you should hire, and you should purchase land there. It should have sufficient time to extend, for extension. And it was done. But Gurudev first came to me here, first in that blue house, and last when he came, for 2 hours he took rest in that room where he was. And told that a beautiful room. I thought that after visiting London, New York and all those things, some high building, he says that this room is beautiful. That came in my mind at that time. And this roof was half done, he saw. Those buildings and a portion of the roof was finished. And the other portion, this side, the two-thirds was unfinished. Then perhaps in his last time he advised that is not finished, you please finish that Natya Mandir of Maharaj. He requested, the last request. Many times he came and lived here. And the first time he came and lived here, Madan's mother also was there. And I appointed the cook. Was there for Chidananda and Ramanuja. The Guru Maharaj, Madan's mother. And one or two Brahmachari from this month lived there. And a separate cook and guest. To prepare. And Bhograg also was there. So I close. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Bhakti Vijayat Jajavar Maharaj ki jai. Jai Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj ki jai. And you wanted me to take there.
Yes.
I told that it may not be possible to live there all the time, but sometimes I must go and live with you.
Yes.
That was one expression. So it is not surprising that he had thought that I shall stay with Siddhartha Maharaj.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Did our duty here only, many of us, not necessarily we went there in the Samadhi of Prabhupada.
Yes.
We did not go in our own place, that he is not located, though some utility still, the more presence is in the sincere attempt of service. Just as Mahaprabhu's Vishnu Priya installed Murti is there, but we do not go there. Those Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan in Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami established, but we do not know necessarily go there. Because with some offense, the service mixed with offense are being done. That is our vision. So we don't partake. And our Guru Maharaj, when his Guru Gaurakishore Babaji Samadhi Mundir was in Kulia, in town. But there arose a difference within the services. Those that had got command over the land, they did not accept Prabhupada's preaching principle. So Prabhupada left the place with this remark that Babaji Maharaj has gone away from this place. That was his remark. The Babaji Maharaj is no longer staying in this temple of Samadhi. He has already gone there. But this feeling must be sincere, otherwise, of course, difficulty everywhere, sincerity, purity of the purpose is concerned. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. First, because in that way, today is the day of disappearance of Swami Maharaj. We may try to talk about him according to our capacity. I saw him first in 1930 in Allahabad. At that time, he was an agent of Kartik Bose Medical Company. He was wrote Allahabad and made arrangement for Bhagavata reading at night. I was quite glad at that time. And one Bharati Maharaj, who was very popular in explanation of Bhagavatam. I took him there with few other Brahmacharis for Sankirtan, and then Bhagavat explanation, then again Sankirtan. And the arrangement was made for us to track prasadam there at night. Swami Maharaj's father, his previous life, Rahul Chamundi, his father, Gaur Mohan, old man, thin old man, he was also there. In the beginning, as he was in the line of the Goswami, Diksha, Dosh Goswami Guru. We did not relish in the beginning, but after hearing the Bhagavad part and the Kirtan, he was very much satisfied, like we saw. And he approached to mix with us affection of the old man, affection of the insincerity. And we just smiling, laughing. So we took prasadam and went to area. That was practical first connection with Gaudiya Math of Swami Maharaj. I heard later on that he, with one of his friends, Naren Mallik, went to see our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, while he was in one Ultaring Junction Road hired house. And after a talk with him, after attending the discourse of our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told that this thought came in my mind that after so long a time, the teachings of Mahaprabhu has come to a proper place. The Goswamis, they failed to represent him, and now it has come in the hand of a proper person who will represent the teachings of Mahaprabhu in a fine and powerful way to the world. And with this conception I came. But after that, this second conception, connection in Allahabad. Then perhaps 1933, when the foundation stone of the present Baba's Rupa Gaudiya Math was laid. At that time, he took Diksha, Harinam Diksha. I do not know, I cannot remember exactly. Then I met him in Bombay. I was in the mat there, and he, leaving his service as an agent, he started independently his own business. And when Bombay, he selected his friend, and his family, he was living there. At that time also, now and then, he used to come to the mat. And when Prabhupada went there, very often he used to visit the mat. And at that time, Bhagavan Maharaj returned with two Western followers. He was present, and his remark that we have the Asia, the Europe defeated by Asia. And also, he said that there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his discourse, told that all of you must be prepared for Western propaganda, for the preaching campaign in Western countries. And asked him also particularly, he will also be ready, he will have to go for propaganda in the West. Then after that may be in 34 or 35, something like that. Then long time I had no connection with him. I was in the Madras side perhaps, or that preaching in the Bengal in general way. Then after Guru Maharaj departed, then we were engaged in our internal position of engaged in the important position of how we can go together. And there was mainly two parties. Prabhupada, just before his departure, he told, form a governing body of 10 or 12, but Kunjababu will manage as long as he lives. Because Kunjababu is generally considered to be the co-founder of the mission. The ontological side represented by Prabhupada and this exoteric side, the management to make more and implement the monetary side and the external side, he was managing in this way. So Prabhupada had some grateful attitude towards Kunjababu. In spite of his affinity towards his family, which we do not, we who have left everything of our previous life connection, it would be difficult for us to tolerate that a man who has kept his family connection in the service, educating his brother and his son in a family way, how he will be in the as the head, should be respected as the head of the management department. Little difficulty we felt for that. But Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, all along he was supporting Kunjababu. The mission belongs to him. That was it. When any complaint against Kunjababu used to come, a little intense way, was it, all may go, only Kunjababu should remain. Then everything would be all right. We heard these demands, though not very, we are not satisfied here and that. Some far-reached meaning we could understand, but not very pleasant it was. That a grihastha, he will make management of the sannyasins, that seemed to be redundant. The last part also, form a governing body, but Kunjababu will manage as long as he lives. That was his last word. And before that, he registered a document. Three, at that time, mission did not develop so much. So Kunjababu, Paramananda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu, these three trustees. And Prabhu was taking sannyas, he by registered, he gave everything to this trust board. That was there. In the governing body, the management about the principle, the purity of purpose, some division began to grow. One ontological side, another the management side, this way. And the senior sannyasins, they also wanted independence. And we wanted that there must, the mission means an acharya, there must be. In this way, began to grow. Anyhow, the necessity of an acharya, that was accepted, and all the whole governing body, including Kunja Babu, accepted that principle and Acharya was declared. But the senior sannyasi, few of senior sannyasins, including Van Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj, Leni Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Kunja Babu and Paramahant, five members of governing body. And the other side, eight members of governing body. That is the different group. Then Kunja Babu, he hired a house on the south Calcutta, and with his party he removed there. And we are told that many ornaments of the city, documents, all was in his custody, he removed them there. Perhaps some apprehension he may have that they may be forcibly taken by the majority party. Anyhow, he privately removed all the properties, ornaments, and the documents important, all this was removed, we are told. We are not much concerned with the management. Then, and he, but to get the permit of that will, the registered deed by Prabhupada previously, he put it to get the permit. He took the line of the will, because minority and the majority of eight was this side, we were there. And the minority, five members with that will, previous, another party. And a few joined them, mainly about more than three-fourths with us, and less than one-fourth was with Kunja Babu. The litigation began in a different way. That was the first division. Swami Maharaj, perhaps at that time he was in Bombay, and he said from there he had in the meantime removed to Calcutta. Calcutta. Then after 2 years perhaps, 2 years, Prabhupada, the 1st of January, 37, and about 39, then again division began in our camp. Some private letters from Vasudev Prabhu, suspicious, carrying suspicion to his character very clearly. Anyhow, that came to light. And some of us could not tolerate that the Acharya would have such a black spot. We had taken money and especially men, to one who will have such suspicious character, black spot. We could not tolerate that. So many took active part to correct that, to oust him and to place another Acharya. But my position was quite different. I had got much friendship with Vasudev Prabhu. He also loved me much. I could not do anything against him. Simply, I was disappointed, rejected, and thought, according to my conscience, I wanted to do something in the purging some exoteric side with the esoteric side, ontological side. a principle, making it principle, we wanted to start. But God's will is otherwise, Vishnu's will is otherwise. When there is also such disappointment, so I should not live in the mission, I go out and go on with my own life. It is not Krishna's will. So I was passive, but others were active to host him. So again, it was again in this camp. And then so far, that the party headed by Keshav Maharaj was in the management of Mayapur Math, mainly. He was the manager there. When you have a general management of all the moths, and Mayapur Math with property, jamindari, small jamindari, etc., that was managed by Keshav Maharaj successfully. And they began to oust. But amongst the supporters of Vasudev Prabhu was one scholar, that Nishikanta Sangar. He was a man of questionable character and scholarship. In all respects he has got prestige. He stood for Vasudev Prabhu. So long tension, but they all had to come out. Come out, one by one. I patiently tolerated everything, whatever torture came on me, but did not leave the mod, but did not take any opposition side, all passive. Only in a repenting mood. What is this? What for we came? And what is the present position? Disappointment. Suffering from disappointment. But then as long as I could live there, I was able to tolerate their cruelty. I remained there. Professor Sanyal had some special respect for me, that he is sincere, intelligent, and does not know, not seeker of any power or position. But he really was disappointed by something. Sanyal died. I left the mat and went for preaching purpose. And Jayadhar Maharaj, Srivad Jayadhar Maharaj and the Madhav Maharaj, I agreed Brahmacharya at that time, they followed me. I first went to Kharagpur, and when the boat mat was established independently. But I was not to remain in the mat. I went after for a few months straight to Vrindavan. And from there, after the observance of this Kartika Mama, without any information to any of the friends, I secretly managed to come and hire a house. I met my brother who was in Dhanbad in the service. I was penniless. What to do? In Vrindavan, the Madhukari system is there. But in Navadvip, no Madhukari system. At all, just those they eat meat and the flesh. So Madhukari is not possible. I saw him and requested him. If at the present some money he may give to me. And with this arrangement I came and rented the house, 2 rupees per month. I came here privately. Then anyhow, my friends, they tried their utmost and they found out me. And they began to come and go in this way. Then Sakhi Babu, one of my Grihastha god brother, he was very much affectionate to me. He purchased this land back in Satos. When I settled here and I went to Calcutta, I found Swami Maharaj again there. That was in Sitakanta Banerjee Lane. There are two rooms and four rooms fire. And generally I used to live here, and now and then I visited Calcutta. And there was one office and a few that came to live with me in the meantime, not very important Brahmacharins. They used to live there and to collect some funds in this way. And when I went there, I lived. More intimacy grew between Swami Maharaj and myself at that time. That's a way. In the meantime, my mother's mother came to me for initiation. I sent her back to Goswami Maharaj. He had the center there, nearby the house of Madan's mother, that Tantala. Anyhow, the Prapanna Jivanamrita was published at that time. I was very... At the next door, I lived, our office was there. And intimate connection I had with him at that time. The Bhagavad Gita translation began. The Back to Godhead first was published there. And many discussions. And I found that business is not very favorite to him. Anyhow, but his heart is in the preaching line, Mahaprabhu's and very enthusiastic for preaching the doctrine of Mahaprabhu. Whenever he finds any opportunity, publish copy of that journal in this way. And indirectly, of course, he had to do something for the business. In this way, long time I lived with him. Then that house we had to live, and the connection was cut up. And I was getting some sort of information. He used to come here also at times. Then I thought, I heard that his youngest sister, that Madan's mother, she told me that I advised my elder brother that you tried your best, but you were wholly unsuccessful in your business life. Your children are grown up. You leave them to their fate and take sannyas. You go to your proper field. And ultimately he did. Before that he wrote a postcard to me. Perhaps that postcard may be with me, but I asked them to find out what failed from Allahabad.